So, pass through the door coming to Sunday school. This is Francis Haines. You all know what's coming next. He was there with bubblegum every Sunday. Larry and June Wathel come to mind as a consistent Christian with solid beliefs. Nancy Thixton was the face of the music department here, and the choir had such an outstanding reputation here in Warsaw. Miriam Lane was also the director of the children's music when I was small, and she too was consistent and did her best with those of us who might not have been the best music students. Janice Gatliff Hughes is another faithful member of our congregation who has always been there to support the church. And currently, Cliff Soppy comes to mind as the man who kept this congregation together and showed the love of Christ as we moved through uncharted waters while we were without a permanent pastor. Eric, I want to lift up Kevin and the other scout leaders of Troop 34 as my superheroes. They put up with all of us boys and do a fairly good job of it. Eric, Randy Eaton is one of my superheroes. There are many things I could lift up about Randy, his faithfulness, an example to this community and this church. But one thing that Randy did that was and is amazing to me is that he decided to go through a painful procedure and donate his bone marrow just because he wanted to help someone. His bone marrow went to someone he'd never met, and it saved that person's life. Now that's a superhero. Folks, there are so many ways that you can be a superhero in someone's life. Many people, all they need is when you walk by them to say, "Hey, Jim, how you doing, brother?" Do you realize how many people never get touched? Do you realize that? Your touch, healthy touch, may make their entire month. Do you understand that? Maybe as you're walking down the sidewalk or in Walmart or in the grocery store, wherever you are, and maybe you just a smile will make someone's day. You have power, folks. You have the power of the Creator of the universe. And most Christians, matter of fact, I would say all Christians, maybe except for Billy Graham, has never lived up to that power. We have so much power to change lives in a positive way, to lift people up, to be that source of healing and hope that people long for. They want it. They want to be a part of that. They want to be a part of the joy that you have because Jesus Christ died for you. They don't want to be a part of a church that wastes that. They may not put those words to it, but they don't want to be a part of a church that wastes that organization. They want to know that that church believes that with every fiber of their being and lives their life. That doesn't mean we don't make mistakes. That doesn't mean that. We come here because we're sinners in need of God's grace. Amen? But we also have a joy that's down deep inside, a peace that only God can give. Amen? Folks, there are so many more of you that weren't mentioned that give your time, that give your talents, that give your tithe in this church and community, and so many times, no one but you even realizes it. I want to take a moment to say thank you.